There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.
It's Thursday, the 3rd of February 2022 at 5. Nestlé has announced its confectionery factory in Newcastle is to shut with a loss of 474 jobs. The global food manufacturer said it was holding talks with employees at the Fornham plant, but the focus was now on closing it in 2023. At 4, Spotify's boss said it's too early to know how the controversy over Joe Rogan's podcast, which averages 11 million listeners per episode, has hit the firm. It comes after Spotify projected lower subscriber growth for this quarter, which saw the company's shares fall by more than 10% in after-hours trading. At 3, social media giant Facebook has seen its daily active users drop for the first time in its 18-year history. Meta's shares slumped by more than 20% in after-hours trading in New York, wiping around $200 billion off the company's stock market value. At 2, the Bank of England looks set to raise interest rates again today and signal further unwinding of its pandemic stimulus, including a gradual reversal of its huge bond buying plan. 29 of 45 economists polled late last month said the BOE would raise the bank rate to 0.5% from 0.25% at its February meeting, hot on the heels of December's rate hike, the first by a major central bank since the pandemic. And at 1, Britain's cost of living crisis is likely to intensify from today as the energy regulator prepares to raise the maximum price of home energy bills by up to 50% above current record highs. However, industry sources believe the Treasury may be poised to help cut £200 from energy bills by offering suppliers government-backed loans that could be repaid over several years. For more details on any of these stories, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.